Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we think about ethanol. An ethanol plant and a feedlot pretty well side by side can be a good thing, according to some folks. We're back on that today in just a moment.
Some people just don't understand how strong the addiction to tobacco is.
Hi, Doug. My name is Mary, and I'm a specialist here at the Quit Line.
I've been smoking about a pack and a half, 2 packs a day for 41 years. I have to quit.
I hear that you really don't want to go back, and yet, at the same time, you can't just quite stop, can you?
I love those cigarettes. Nobody liked them better.
As an ex-smoker, I can remember saying the exact words that you just said. And yet, once I was able to really give it up, I realized I didn't love smoking. I did it because I was addicted to it.
We know how tough it is to quit tobacco. The addiction is as strong as heroin or cocaine. You need help to quit. And now getting that help is easy.
If you were to give any kind of advice to somebody else that was quitting, what kinds of things would you encourage them to do?
Well, I don't know.
Call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline today at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. When you're ready to quit, we're ready to help.
The U.S. cattle industry overall pretty concerned about competition with ethanol plants for feed grains and the high prices that seem to be resulting. But one animal scientist from the University of Nebraska says wet DDGs coming out of an ethanol plant are just perfect when it comes to the feedlot industry if you're close enough to get them. Our broadcast colleague Todd Gleason has the story.
Beef. It should be in the shadow of an ethanol plant. At least that's one observation of a University of Nebraska animal scientist. He says cattle on the feedlot and ethanol plants can really benefit from the distiller's dried grain byproduct if they're located pretty close to each other, within 100 miles. That's because the cattle can be fed the DDGs wet.
That gives you some challenges. You may have to haul water a little ways. It's perishable. You've got to get it fed up in 5 or 6 days. We've got a lot of feedlots that get multiple loads a day, so they keep it fresh. But you save about $40 a ton in drying cost, and obviously saving fossil fuel. We're trying to produce liquid fuel here without using fossil fuel. So we can save the drying cost, feed it wet, and get excellent performance on our cattle.
Nebraska's Terry Kloppenstein is just one of many experts that addressed the livestock industry and renewable fuels conference on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. They gathered to explore how renewable fuels, like ethanol from corn and biodiesel from soybeans, can be used to bolster the nation's livestock industry. It's all part of the food versus fuel debate.
I'm a firm believer that this corn to ethanol thing is a win-win-win situation. Obviously, it's good for corn farmers. We know what it did to the price of corn this fall. It's a win for the ethanol industry. It's good for communities. And I believe it's really good for the livestock industries in general. It's especially good for cattle. That's my specialty, is cattle. And they utilize the byproducts really well, and I think it's a really win-win situation.
Kloppenstein says a project with a small 21-million-gallon ethanol plant and a 30,000-head feedlot show a closed-loop system of sorts can work very well. The plant produces DDGs. They're fed wet to the cattle and happen to have a higher feed value because of it. And then the manure from the lot is dropped into a methane digester. The gas produced fires the ethanol plant. I'm Todd Gleason.
Thank you, Todd. Of course, we've had a lot of ethanol plants built early on up into the Corn Belt where the corn is plentiful. Now we're starting to see more being located down in our part of the world where we've got lots and lots of feedlots. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction is the world leader in livestock marketing. Market your cattle while they're still on your ranch and show them to over 6,000 registered buyers via the RFD channel. No freight, no feed, and no stress. Give Ralph Wade a call at 405-574-6000 or David Ballou at 580-695-2855 and let Ralph or David market your cattle for the highest price. Call Ralph Wade at 405-574-6000 or David Ballou at 580-695-2855.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.